Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Mihir Butch, pulmonologist, UPMC Hammett Comprehensive Lung Center.
Welcome to Business Spotlight with UPMC Hammett, where we talk to the physicians and administration within the UPMC Health Network. Today, our guest is Dr. Mihir Butch, a pulmonologist within the UPMC Hammett Comprehensive Lung Center, based in Erie. Dr. Butch, welcome to the Business Spotlight.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Great. And Doctor, can you tell us a little bit about yourself to kick things off and the path that led you to UPMC Hammett?
Absolutely. So I'm originally born and raised in upstate New York. I did my undergrad training at the University of Rochester, so very familiar with kind of the Northeast environment. I ended up going to Torah College of Osteopathic Medicine in New York City, where I received my medical degree. And then I moved over to Cleveland, Ohio, where I completed my internal medicine residency there at St. John Medical Center. And then I moved down to Texas, where I completed my three-year fellowship in pulmonary and critical care medicine at the Corpus Christi Medical Center down there. And then soon after that, I moved up to Erie to be at Hammett. It was an ideal location, especially with a young family that I have and having family support nearby to help us out. So I'm in my third year here, so and I absolutely love it.
Well, great. Doctor, let's kick things off with talking about the UPMC Hammett Comprehensive Lung Center. I know there is an incredible level of talent and work that is being done to treat Erie patients right here in Erie. Can you tell us a little bit about the Lung Center?
Yes. So our Lung Center, the pulmonary team is comprised of three physicians and four advanced practice providers. We work very cohesively together. And as a unified team, we cover consults in the hospital, and we also have our own dedicated clinic here in Erie where we manage patients. Of course, none of that would be possible without the amazing staff that we have at our office, from the managers to the clinical staff to our back office staff that helps us with getting everything approved and coordinated in terms of scheduling. Without their help, we would not be able to do anything that we do. But again, we manage a host of different pulmonary issues. And in addition to our pulmonary team, the Comprehensive Lung Center also includes our thoracic surgeons. They are surgeons that come up from UPMC Passavant in Pittsburgh on a rotating basis up to Erie to help us out with our kind of surgical cases that we need help with. In addition to that, our Lung Center is globally part of the Hillman Cancer Center there on West 12th Street. So we work very closely with our medical oncology as well as radiation oncology colleagues. In addition to that, I would also include our interventional radiology team as an important part of the Comprehensive Lung Center, as they do help us, with biopsies that we're not able to do from a pulmonology standpoint. They are, very helpful in that manner. So again, that is what comprises of the Comprehensive Lung Center. Not only do we provide care here in Erie, but we also have telehealth clinics in Kane and in Warren. We're definitely outreaching to those communities and providing the pulmonary help that we need.
And Dr. Butch, I would imagine that being part of the UPMC network, you have access to an incredible amount of talent, an incredible amount of minds, even beyond the Erie market. Can you comment a little bit about that synergy?
Yes, absolutely. I think that is one of the key aspects of our program, is that we have an advanced lung team down in Pittsburgh that we work very closely with. The two centers, one is the Advanced ILD or Interstitial Lung Disease Center, and then the other center that we have down there is the Pulmonary Transplant Center. And without them, we would not be able to do and offer what we are able to offer here in Erie, because they are very knowledgeable in those specific fields within pulmonary medicine. And they are very easy to work with and refer our patients up here down to see them. So, you know, they provide another area where they can help us out on very complex patients.
Dr. Butch, we've had the good fortune of doing these interviews with UPMC Hammond a little over 4 years now. And one of the things that always amazes me is when we talk technology, and I know UPMC Hammond is well known for its state-of-the-art technology. Can you comment about the new equipment or technology you've just received at the Lung Center?
Yes, absolutely. So what we are known for here is we are the first hospital in the nation to use the Monarch robotic bronchoscopy platform, which helps us detect lung cancer at an earlier stage. That technology enabled us to go further out into the lung tissue and biopsy small, hard-to-reach nodules in the periphery of the lung. More recently, the newest technology that we have helps us with lung cancer evaluation is a technology called CellTivity. And what that does is it allows us to rapidly identify the tissue that we're obtaining, and using high-resolution optical imaging, we're able to see if there's real-time any abnormal cells within the biopsy samples that we're obtaining. So it allows us to, you know, more efficiently and proficiently, you know, evaluate for abnormalities within the lungs. In addition to that, you know, I would just say that, you know, UPMC Hammett has been outstanding in terms of their support for, you know, bringing these new technologies to our community, and, you know, being very supportive of, you know, our mission, which is to treat, you know, and identify patients at an earlier stage.
Doctor, I've got to ask you a follow-up question on that. Thank you for laying that out. The Monarch, you were the first in the nation to have this piece of equipment?
Correct. You know, that's probably about 8 years ago where we were the first ones to have that. And actually, we're one of the first institutions in the country that also brought over this new imaging technology as well. So it's just outstanding how even us being UPMC Hammett, how we can be kind of the, you know, trailblazers in terms of, you know, making sure that we are able to keep up with the newest technologies and provide that most advanced care here locally in our community.
Yeah, doctor, you just took the words out of my mouth. I would imagine really the big winner with the, and I don't like using the term experimental, but the newer technology and the newer investments that UPMC Hammett has made, the end user, the patient, really is the big winner when visiting the Comprehensive Lung Center.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with that sentiment.
And doctor, how many lung cancer related deaths are there annually, and how many new cases are diagnosed each year?
So each year, approximately 130,000 patients unfortunately die from lung cancer in the United States. And, you know, staggering number to think of, because that's more deaths than colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined. And in addition to that, there are about 230,000 new cases that are diagnosed each year. And unfortunately, most of them are found at a later stage.
Those are sobering statistics that you just quoted. Doctor, let's move on to early detection. I'm sure it's vital. Can you discuss the importance of early detection when talking about lung cancer?
Yeah, I would say that for any cancer, early detection is extremely important. You know, as people probably already know, that earlier stage cancers have more options for treatment and higher chances of curative treatment. Later stage cancers, unfortunately, for the most part, are not curable, and treatment options usually focus on palliation, you know, meaning that they reduce the size of the tumor burden and attempt to improve symptoms. For lung cancer specifically, only approximately 15% of cases are caught in an earlier stage. The cornerstone for early detection in lung cancer is appropriate screening of high-risk patients. And screening is done with what we call a low-dose CT chest scan to look for any abnormal nodules or growths within the lung tissue itself or within the airways. And the patients that would benefit from this screening, we actually have criteria set in place. And basically, if you meet all of the following five criteria, you would be considered high risk and would benefit from screening examination. So those five criteria are: one, if you're between the ages of 50 to 77. Number two, if you have greater than a 20-pack year history of smoking, and that's a medical term that we use to calculate how many pack years you have. For example, if you've smoked half a pack a day for 40 years, you have a 20-pack year history of smoking. And, you know, in line with that, if you've smoked, you know, two packs a day for 10 years, you also have a 20-pack year history of smoking. So that's how we kind of calculate pack years. But in addition to that, number three, if you are a current smoker or quit within the last 15 years, you would be eligible. In addition to number four, if you do not carry a current diagnosis of cancer. And number five, if you've not had a recent CT chest within the last 1 year. So basically, if you meet all of these five criteria, then you would be considered high risk for potential for lung malignancy. And we would highly encourage lung cancer screening exam with a low dose CT chest.
And doctor, can we talk about that screening just for a minute? So let's say I fit into that category. Can you walk me through what that CT screening would look like for me?
Absolutely. So, you know, if you meet that criteria, basically what we would do as your healthcare professionals is that we would order this scan, and you would go to the radiology department where they would perform this CT scan, which, you know, is not a very long examination. It takes, you know, about 10, 15 minutes for them to get everything put together and have the scan done. And then what happens is those results get forwarded to our lung navigator at our UPMC Comprehensive Lung Center here in Erie, and we review those results. And if there's anything concerning on that, in addition to the radiologist reading it, then we would obviously discuss that with the patient in person. And then we would discuss kind of what the next steps would be.
Doctor, let's move on to prevention. How can someone reduce their risk of contracting lung cancer?
Well, the best way to prevent the disease is to completely abstain from smoking. Lung cancer has been shown to be more prevalent in people that are smokers. And, you know, if you are currently smoking, working on quitting smoking would be in your best interest. And I'd recommend that you talk to your medical provider if you're having difficulty with quitting smoking, as, you know, I understand that's, you know, one of the most difficult habits to actually, you know, stop. But nowadays, there are newer medical therapies as well as non-medical therapies, which can be used to help patients quit smoking.
Dr. Butch, let's talk about November for a moment. I know this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. As we remember those who have passed from this horrible disease and those that are currently fighting the disease, what do you want to say to those most at risk who may not be diagnosed yet?
I cannot emphasize it enough. I would please ask you to reach out to your medical provider to obtain the appropriate screening examination and imaging studies, as I believe that early detection is key to help reducing the number of annual deaths. As we mentioned before, you know, over 130,000 people die. A large proportion of those patients are unfortunately found at a very late stage, and that's the reason that we have such a high death rate in the United States from lung cancer. So, you know, being proactive and understanding your risks, you know, if you meet all five of those categories, like we had discussed previously, trying to detect these lesions at an earlier stage would offer more potential treatment options to even more curative treatment options. So I think we can work on reducing that number of annual deaths per year. So I'm a big believer in lung cancer screening examinations and, you know, if you fit the criteria, making sure that you're reaching out to your provider or, you know, obviously, you know, seeking help in that regard.
Doctor, you've done a great job so far in this interview of tying the dangers of smoking, smoking heavily to lung cancer. But we've all heard about the risk of secondhand smoke. Can you talk a little bit about that and also others at risk for contracting lung cancer?
Yes. So secondhand smoking exposure has definitely been shown, especially with extensive secondhand smoking exposure, to increase your risk for malignancy as well, with the exposures that you get through either, you know, family members, friends, or if you work in an environment where you have, you know, a lot of exposure to that type of smoke, there is definitely an increased risk for developing lung cancer as a result of that. Additional risk factors also include, you know, environmental toxins such as asbestos exposure or silica dust exposure, patients that have pulmonary fibrosis, prior radiation therapy, and certain hereditary conditions are also at higher risk for developing lung cancer.
And Dr., jumping back now to the Comprehensive Lung Center by UPMC Hammett, what other conditions are treated at the center here in Erie?
So we treat a variety of pulmonary issues. Our kind of bread and butter disease that we treat is asthma and COPD. Other things that we do also address and treat are patients with chronic bronchitis, for example, people that have interstitial lung disease or fibrotic lung disease. Basically, anything that has to do with the lungs, we will treat and can help treat here in our facility. And again, besides what we do from a pulmonary standpoint, the Comprehensive Lung Center, like I mentioned previously, also involves our thoracic team. And, you know, they help identify people with, you know, large hernias, will help kind of address those issues. They will help identify patients at risk for lung lesions, lung masses that are resectable. So those are things that we work on together as a team.
And once again, Doctor, I can't thank you enough for taking the time today to discuss lung cancer during Lung Cancer Awareness Month. In closing, if someone feels that they are at high risk, how can they receive a lung cancer screening from the UPMC Hammett Comprehensive Lung Center here in Erie?
My recommendation would be to either speak to your existing primary care provider to send in a referral to our center, or you can make an appointment directly with our team and give our office a call, and our number is 814-877-8730, and just let them know that you're interested in having this screening examination done, and we will be more than happy to make those arrangements.
And Doctor, I would imagine that really a little bit of effort in the reward, should there potentially be something on that screening that shows up negative, this is a small price to pay, isn't it, for a little bit of effort?
Exactly, yeah. So if there's anything that we see, you know, we would have a very in-depth conversation about, you know, what the next steps would involve, whether it be, you know, having more imaging studies done, or do we need to consider biopsy or surgical removal, or, you know, obviously depending on your risk factors, do we just move towards treatment if you're considered high risk for any type of procedural evaluation? So again, you know, this is a very in-depth conversation that we have together, and we make a decision together on kind of what the next step would be.
And Doctor, once again, thank you for being with us. Any closing thoughts regarding the UPMC Hammett Comprehensive Lung Center that you'd like people to know that maybe we didn't touch on yet?
I would say that from our end, you know, this is something that we have a passion for in terms of treating patients with any type of lung disorders. And, you know, that's why we exist. So if you have any concerns, or there's any questions, or if there's something that we can help you with, you know, please don't hesitate to ever reach out to our team, and we'll do the best that we can to, you know, provide any help that we're able to. And please, you know, reach out to our office at any time.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.